美国国家公共广播电台报道，在美国超市里售卖的食品外包装上都会清楚地标明卡路里。而近来一项调查显示，当地更很多的连锁餐馆也开始行动起来，帮助人们减少卡路里的摄入。NPR News reports, big food retailers in the U.S. have eliminated billions of calories from the packaged foods they sell in supermarkets. Now comes a study that finds large U.S. restaurant chains are doing some calorie cutting as well.Researchers from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health documented a decline of about 60 calories on average in new menu items in 2013, compared with calories in new menu items in 2012. This represents about a 12% drop in calories. It's been about 6 years since the city of New York State started a campaign called Read Them Before You Eat Them. Using New Yorkers to take note of calories posted on menus, consumers say they welcome the campaign.
It's definitely made me change habits. Not in eliminating restaurants completely, but definitely when I go to them, the choices that I'm making for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. I seem doubtful about this piece of news. I don't think pointing out the amount of calories in the food is going to help people reduce weight.
I agree with you. I don't think it will work. You know, what I want, what I wish someone would do, open a chain of restaurants where the food is actually good for you. Now, the thing is that restaurants, inevitably, they're going to use additives. They're going to use oil and this and that to make the food taste good. So but what I'm really looking for, and I would go there every day, is a restaurant where the food, maybe it doesn't taste any different to the food that your mum cooks for you.
Oh, that's a very demanding...
But then the thing is, though, that what I mean is healthy food... where health is put above taste.
Then what's the point of going to restaurants?
To save you having to do it at home. It's so much hassle, especially for busy people now, to cook at home. And people don't have the skills to do it. I know that I certainly don't. And it would be just nice to be able to go somewhere and have some food that you know is not swimming in grease and fat. Yeah, it may taste delicious, but you know it's going to make you fat or it's unhealthy. So...This would be a very good thing for some restaurant chain to do. Provide food which is not made with unnecessary additives, unnecessary oil. It doesn't matter if it doesn't taste fantastic. People will still go there, I think, because they'll know that it really is healthy for you. And they haven't used, too much in the way of oil and so forth.
And let's come back to the point of labeling the calories on the food that people are going to buy or eat. I think those people who pay attention to the labels, to the number of calories that they intake, they're not the people who are going to get fat.
No, that's
Whereas
right.
Whereas people who don't pay attention to these calories, labeling them wouldn't help them.
Where this could be useful is for the... Have you heard of the 5-2 diet?This is where you eat for 5 days and then you have a limited intake of food for the 2 days, although you don't do it one day after the other. So you might, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you eat normally. Thursday, you would restrict your intake to 600 calories instead of, like, for men, around 2,500. Then on Friday, Saturday, eat normally. On Sunday, you do the 600 thing again. And people have lost loads of weight doing this 5-2 diet, as it's called.
And it's a very, very healthy diet.
Well, yeah, because you just eat the same things, but you just limit your calorific intake on the 2 days of the week. And I think the idea of putting the amount of calories on the products could be good for people who are doing that. Could be very good indeed.
Food.